This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you today?
Good morning, good morning. Let's see, KC2GDQ. I don't know. I haven't heard that call sign in a long time. I think that's Brad. How you doing, Brad?
Good morning, Travis. Yeah, last couple of days, it just down here in the basement was not going to work. But yesterday, things started clearing up pretty good. Little bit of remnant still, but at least now I can sit down here and not, and I'm going to use the word loosely with air quotes, taste it, if that makes sense.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. I know 100%. We had a mouse in a trap in the garage, and I went in there the one day, and I thought, well, that's not good. Somebody in one of the neighboring garages must have, well, first of all, I thought it was me. I thought it was a propane leak. And, you know, I'm sniffing my couple propane cylinders I have in there, and, you know, crap, it must be somebody that's, you know, in a neighboring garage. Let me leave the door open for a little bit and let it air out. And then I went back in there the next day, and it changed. It went from this, you know, chemical smell to that just, that putrid rot. And I think it's that smell that you're referring to, which has got just this bite to it. You smell it, get a whiff of it, and it sticks with you. Even if you could leave the house, you're still smelling it. So I take it you didn't get to the root cause. You're just waiting for it to turn into jerky?
You hit the nail on the head with the smell. I did not get to root cause because I do believe it's inside this door frame. And if I started to take it apart, I couldn't get it back together. I didn't want to not have a door there. You're just not a good thing. So I actually have a guy coming to get a new one, which would hopefully take care of that. So we'll see what happens there. But other than that, you're off tomorrow, right, and going camping or glamping?
That is 100% true. I am off tomorrow. And just a heads up, I'm also off next Thursday. I don't know if I had a chance to tell you, we got tickets to this duo called The Swell Season with Glenn Hansard and Marketa Arglova. So they'll be in Rochester at the Kodak Center, Kodak Theater. So I'm out next Thursday as well. Oh, and before I forget, I keep wanting to ask you, have you had a chance to capture any of the slow scan television?
I'm glad you brought that up. I have not. For whatever reason, I thought because one of the apps I downloaded for tracking the space station was to see the space station, not just to know that it's in the vicinity. So last night I actually did a Google search, and I found a really good video from another ham who uses this software and was walking through how to do it and gave me what they call Heavens Above app. Well, actually not an app, it's a Google thing, an internet thing, and now I know which times of the day this is going to be going overhead. So hopefully either today or tomorrow I'll be able to capture one or two images.
Okay, yeah. If you do, I'd love to see what you get. I know when I was doing it on HF, it would be pretty, well, the image quality wouldn't be great, but it was definitely there, and it was cool. So being that you're, for the most part, relatively unobstructed, And aside from some Doppler effect, I would hope that if you're in FM mode, that it locks on it and gets it pretty good. So yeah, I'm curious. You're saying make up with that. All right, this is K2PCB. See if anyone else is in here.
KC2NVM, checking in, seeing if hitting anything.
Well, you've got me. I'm also connected to Lancaster to help us out there this morning if anyone's having difficulties, but I can definitely hear you just fine. KC2PCB.
Good morning. I know Ross is not going to be in today. We played with his T-beam yesterday, the Mastastic stuff. I have a couple of nodes in the car with me today, but I'll see if he still has his one at work. I'll see if I can hit it from within the building. I couldn't hit it from outside at all.
Well, that's cool that you guys are playing with that. I know he picked that up some time ago, and I don't know how far he had gotten with it. I don't think very far. And just like my plane with it didn't go very far. So just like the ISS slow scan television that Brad's working on, I'd love to hear how you guys make up with that. My dabbling for the past couple of days is still with DMR, and I'm frustrated because I want to set up a talk group using my own DMR ID, but it's already 7 characters, and 7 characters is the limit, and there is a control digit you put on the front of it, on your ID, to steer it to different DMR servers through the MMDVM, which makes it 1 too many characters, which sort of forces you into your primary server, which is really confusing me, and trying to figure out a way around that, or not use my ID as a private SOC group, but I have a reason why I want to do that, and anyway, so I'm playing around with that. I know Brad was just saying that I was going camping this weekend, but I didn't hear what Brad was doing this weekend.
Right now, I don't have much plans. Probably maybe get in touch with Jose and go sight in one of my rifles. That's probably Saturday, Sunday. I don't know. Maybe see if I can't get some ISS photos. So we'll see what happens.
Did you happen to receive that USB adapter and compare it to the one that I threw together? Any chance that it's less noisy?
I have not been able to compare the two if they're noisy or not. I've got it. I just haven't been able to do that. I'm not sure how to do that. So if you could walk me through that, I would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, literally what I was doing when I configured it, when I set it together to test it out, I'd plug it into the radio, plug it into the other, obviously into the PC, and I was using Audacity Portable, and basically you can use any recording device. You could probably even use the software that you're referring to, but I was using Audacity Portable. Now, there is a full version of Audacity, but I like the portable version because it's not a full installation. And you can choose the channel you want to record from, you know, right, left, stereo, whatever. I did tie them. Tied them together. Did I? No, that's the mic input. I don't think there's an option. Anyway. You can select your audio source, set up a recording, and you can adjust the volume on the radio so that you get full range without peaking. Because as it's recording in Audacity, you can see your the audio chart cruising along as it's recording, to give you an idea. So you don't want to, you know, all the way through if you're trying to record that transmission, especially with such a short window. And then you could do the same thing. You could switch to the other adapter, plug it in, select the probably a USB audio fob, and the little pull down in the menu, hit recording, and compare. That's how I would do it. Unless Jeff has any other suggestions. Brad's looking at comparing two different connection methods for getting the SoulScan television transmissions from his Bofang radio.
I'm fresh out of ideas. Trev, I'll definitely give that a try today. That I hadn't thought about yet. Said figure out how to do a recording. If that makes the most sense, I can do that. That'll be pretty easy. And I'll definitely give that a try. This is KE2GDQ.
And that's another thing, too, because I think that your software, and I'm not intimately familiar with it at all, but software I used to use, you would stream it live. And if you recorded it, you could always play that back and using a, I always forget the name of it, like a virtual audio cable or whatever, basically take the recording and feed it back into the other app. You could then play that back and essentially decode the data for that slow scan image.
All right, that sounds good. And like I said before, I want to finish watching this video. I think he'll go walk you through it to make sure everything's set up. He seems very thorough. So looking forward to that.
Okay, I don't know if, Jeff can say if he's hearing the same thing, but there's some reverberation on your signal that has come across in at least the last over, maybe even started with the previous. Sound like there's some, mechanical engraver or something running in the background.
How's this? Is that any better?
It was until the very, very end of it, and then right before you unkeyed, I heard a little bit of it.
Well, I unplugged the microphone and then just went straight to the radio. I'm not sure what would be causing the noise.
Did you have the radio by chance in the cradle charger?
Yes, earlier I did. Now it is not.
I would venture a guess that could possibly be it.
That makes total sense.
So, Jeff, what was the goal of the experiment that you were doing with that T-beam board that Ross has? Were you guys trying to establish a, transmission of a message from one to the other? Or what was the experiment?
The PCB as a whole is a giant Faraday cage.
I pretty much only heard as a whole is a giant Faraday cage. Yeah, Brad, you mentioned I was in camp. I don't know if I told you that, my aunt and uncle called us up, and they're out there a handful of times a year, and called us up the other day to say that they're going to be out there this same weekend. I think he's on vacation this week. I know they're heading out there. And talked about meeting up a couple times, and whether it's, making breakfast together or just hanging out by the campfire or whatnot. We're supposed to be seeing them this weekend. Hopefully the weather holds. I think we're supposed to get some rain today and maybe even Saturday evening, which would be a bummer. But, we'll make the best of it for sure.
Oh, that sounds good. How's this on my audio?
Oh yeah, yeah. The engraver is back running in the background.
Oh, I guess that means I need to get a new rig, new radio, either that or a new microphone. Okay. That works.
So what did you narrow it down to?
Well, the microphone that the plug-in microphone is definitely causing some noise. I don't have it in the cradle when I was using it the last time, so I'm just using the radio connected to a wire to the cable.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Normally they just sound subpar, but that was weird. It was almost like there was that switching power supply or something running in the background. Interesting. Yeah, I've never been a big fan of those the accessory, you know, the ones that come with the radio fist mics. Some of the aftermarket ones are pretty decent, but they cost twice the cost of that radio probably. Easy. You could spend $100-something for a good microphone. But then you're plugging it into a $30 radio, so does that really make sense? I know Ross has one where he took a really nice microphone and wired it up for his Bofang. And that's something you could do, or I go to the garage and see if I can find that other radio that you can hook up. Oh, crap, it's 6:45.
Yes, it is. It's probably time for you to head into to the building.
It sure is. All right, I'm going to run. This is K2PCB. I'll talk to you guys on Friday. K2PCB clear.